Which one do you cut? So the Rambam says, what's the cut? A Friday night, the bottom one, and Shabbos morning, another time, Yom Tov, he's supposed to cut the top one. Friday night, difference is a Pi Kabbalah. All those from our Kabbalah and understand this. The Friday night, special, supposed to do the Friday night, he's supposed to do the bottom challah. The person got bothered by how do you take the bottom challah if you're being maver al mitzvahs. You have two challahs in front of you. Both of them, you have a chiv to, it's part of your Seder Shabbos. Taking one away, you're pushing the other one away. So being maver al mitzvahs. So the Taz says to pull the bottom one towards you. Keep it towards you. That way, you're not pushing the top one away. This one's closer to you. Another eitz would be to hold the bottom one, to put your hands on the bottom one, but also a Pia Kabbalah, you're supposed to have your hands on both of them. So that eitz would not work for someone who wants to do the inyan of Kabbalah to hold both chalas. So the eitz is to lick the task, to pull the bottom one towards you, that way you're not being ma'avar al-mitzvahs. When is this chiv lecha mishnah? The chiv is...
You're ma'avar al-mitzvah, you make a bracha on both.
Make a bracha on both. So you make a bracha on both, so really you take the first one that you have in front of you, and use that one for the Suda.
But according to the Gro, you don't have that problem.
Exactly. According to the Gro, the whole thing taken care of according through both. If you're only taking one, which one should you take? You should take the one closer to you. If you want to take, you want to do the Inyan of Kabbalah, taking the bottom of Friday night, then you have to make that one closer to you.
It's part of the place, mostly.
Yeah, the Rama. The Rama brings down who in Kabbalah. When is this Chiv Lecha Mishnah? So it's any time which you're washing on Shabbos or Yom Tov, you have a Chiv Lecha Mishnah. Not only the three Sudas. So on Yom Tov, if you have this in El Sachag, you have the Lecha Mishnah there too. It's a Suda which you're washing on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So you have the Lecha Mishnah any time. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch Paskins, even when you buy a Kiddush, and you want to take a piece of cake or cookie, you take two. So the Lecha Mishnah by anything. But the Mechzitzchak is not happy about this, and he says, "Mechzikiyara, you're looking like a big shot, and you're doing something which no one else ever did." He says to keep away from this minig.
Maybe back in those times, not everybody took
these. Now the minig is the way it's brought down the place is that one person should make the bracha, and everyone else. He should make sure he has everyone else in mind. Everyone else by the table should have in mind to be yitz with his bracha. The Chassidim and the Kabbalah Sanal ended up saying this also. That everyone should make their own bracha. It means the person who the Baal Bayis of the house, he makes a bracha on Lecha Mishnah, and then gives everyone a piece, and then make another bracha on their piece. They make their own bracha on that piece. And the Baal Bayis can be very bothered by this. Why do that? And what the point of the minhag is, so the different pshatim said, the one pshat which seems like is understood by many, is that you're able to split up the Chiv Lecha Mishnah and the bracha. So you're taking his Inya of Lecha Mishnah Zeich HaLaman, but the bracha, I'm using my own bracha. However that works. But the minhag among most people is that the Baal Bayis makes the bracha and has everyone else in mind. Mishnah Berurah Paskins, on the paper, it's written Mishnah Berurah, that says that you're supposed to take a piece of challah from the person who made the bracha. This is very negeah when someone by the Suda wants to have his, I don't know, spelt or whatever other kind of challah he wants to have, then he should put the challah together with other ones. That way the bracha is made on all of them. After that, he could eat from that one, because he should take from the challah which the bracha was made on. And according to the Rajba, it says you have to, the Rajba and the Gaon, say you have to do both challahs, then really you should be taken from both challahs. So, in a case where you can't eat the challah, so there are a few cases which could be the challah is not really edible. One case which is very common, if you take the challah out of the freezer right before the Suda, it's frozen solid. It's hard like a rock. You can't cut it, you can't bite it, not something you can do about it. So the Shevet HaLevi says to me, Machmer, not use that challah for Lecha Mishnah. So for now, it's not edible. So that's why you're not going to be able to, so if you're surely for the Rajba, that you have to, both of them have to be edible. Both of them, you're supposed to eat from both of them. So for surely for him, it doesn't work. But even if for the Rajba, you should be Machmer not to use the frozen challah. Shlomo Zalman is mesupik about it, but many other Pesachim, Shlomo Zalman, it seems like later on, much of later on before that, but he says, Klar, you could use it. I don't know which one happened first. And Mechzitzchak says that it's fine. Even if Shlomo Zalman would agree that if, by the end of the Suda, if you would leave it out, and when you get defrosted, then you could use that chal. Because during the Suda, it's going to be edible.
The Shevet
HaLevi,
He says not.
Shulam Levi says not.
Right.
Shulam Zalman.
Shulam Zalman
is Sopik. Shulam Zalman is Sopik. He sticks in the Svara. Sticks in the Svara. If it's able to... If at the end of the Suda it'll be thought out, able to use it, then everybody's ready
to
be
Royal Achil when you make the Bracha.
Doesn't have to relish it during the Suda. And so Mechazeshag, even without that, is matter. He says Zechalaman, so he still has Zechalaman. Even if right now you can't eat it, it's still food, not food, just you can't eat it right now.
According to Shlomo Zalman, you have to actually leave it out, or just has to be that if you would leave it out, it would be
crossed by. I think, I understand that if you would leave it out, I don't think you have to leave it out. It has to be that it could be part of the Suda if I wanted it to be. It was edible, but they weren't allowed to eat it, that's so.
They didn't have to eat it. They saved it for the next day. That was not official.
Okay. Another case would be if you want to borrow a challah from somebody. So if you borrow a challah from somebody and the guy says, I want a back hole, so then you can't cut it. It's zeila to cut it. So really, this challah right now is not really edible to you also. So if you go with the svar, the zeich leman, even though I can't eat it, it's still edible, it's food. I can't eat it now. If I take it, I'll be gazlan. But it's not, it's for sure is challah. But Rishon Zalman is subject about this also. But again, many other places come out there. If Rishon Zalman on the bottom, I never wrote the bottom, but the bottom, they say that for sure, in the yeshiva or shul, they have a shal shiddus, everyone gets a challah in front of them. So over there, there's no problem taking the challah next to you, even though the person next to you really wants it. Because over there, there's no mine and yours. I'll get one, you'll get one. So it's not like a certain one's mine, a certain one's off limits. So that's why, in those cases, it'll be fine. And also, on Shabbos, it's supposed to be not going to pass Yisrael, but so the Prima Gadim says, if you only have a challah not pass Yisrael, you can use it also for Lecha Mishnah. What's called the challah shalim? So, if challahs are baked together, and while they're being baked, they get attached. So even after they come out, if you break them apart, they're still called a shalom. Because it's obvious there's two separate challahs together. Even if you see the place where you broke it off, it's obvious that the piece is missing. It was baked to be two challahs, and during the baking, it got stuck together. So it doesn't make it one big challah. If it breaks, now breaking means that if you pick up one side of the challah, the other side falls down, the other side breaks off. That's together, not a shalom anymore. If you hold it and the other side falls down, it means that it's not together. So if you want it, you're allowed to put a toothpick or something in there to hold it together, then it's considered, looks like a shalom, so it's good enough. The whole idea of having a shalom is covered for the bracha. So as long as it looks like a shalom, it looks like a nice thing to make a bracha on.
The bagels that are cut most of the way each side and just left a little bit are fine to use for our commission.
You mean the side
and then
together?
Caught, except like a little bit
side,
left,
it stays together.
Just to hold them. Just to hold.
So it's
the
meant
top
to meant to be two
together.
Separate things. It's meant to be two separate ones to rip it apart.
No, it's
a whole bagel, but the machine cuts it, but not all the way through.
It'll hold.
Right, so I'm saying
it's
fine.
I'm not sure if I have the exact case, but if it holds, then it holds. If not,
you cut it from the 7/8.
Okay, so if it holds, then it's fine.
You have a choice of shalim versus
lacha mishnah.
You take one.
Oh, so get there right now. So if you don't have two shalims, then there's the idea of taking a one and a half. One and a half is considered two shalim. Two shalim, that's fine. If you only have one challah and not the other one, so then if you have something else shalim, like a full cake or a full cookie, then you could mitzaref that. That's also something that's whole. Now, if you only have one challah and that's it, you have around. So in that case over there, the Netziv says, the what?
One cookie and one sounds like secure.
Give cooking a bad nurse to you. So the Netziv says that in that case over there, it's better to break that challah in half than you have two. But he says to break it by the Suda, then it's not covered for the bracha because you're taking the shalem and you're breaking it and making a bracha on a half a chal. So he says, have someone else do it away from you and then bring it, present it in front of you, two broken pieces, and make a bracha on that. But for, it's only when I saw that Seth do that. Most Paiskim would say that just make it on one. Don't play these tricks.
How about the pull apart challah? Does that count as two?
If it was baked together, you mean?
It's sold as a pull apart. It's meant to be pulled apart. It's baked as a one. It's called a pull apart.
It's not baked. It's eight dough balls put in one pan together that it bakes together.
So if it's one. If it's meant to be taken apart, then it's like...
It's meant to be sold, it's connected. To pull the cup out of the soup.
It's one challah.
If you want to say that, it would be counted.
One
braid.
I don't know.
One braid, a regular challah.
If you take a challah out and it's still in the bag, it's very common. Still in the bag or still in silver foil. So over there, if Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky says to be machmer and take it out of the bag, take it out of the silver foil before you use it for the bracha, he says two reasons why. He says first of all, for the inyan of Kabbalah, you're supposed to have your hands on the challah. So you have a chatzitza between your hands and the challah, if you have a bag there. It says also, if you want to do the inyan of Kabbalah, then you're supposed to have two challahs, and they're supposed to be connected, they're supposed to be touching each other. So that's a chatzitza between the top challah and the bottom challah.
Anyway, all foods you're supposed to take out of the
wrapper, and you're making a bracha. If you're making a bracha, not according to the Rav, you're making a bracha on both, or you're using both of them for the Zeich HaLaman. If you make a bracha on one, just...
Divide the bracha. You have to, you only need one, you're cutting one. You have to make a bracha on both,
You have the frozen one
in the bag. Or the cooking one. There is a shita of the Mordechai that says that B'shal Shur, there's no Indian of Lecha Mishnah. It's Cheshbon is because they got two emers before, and each emer says you can make two challahs out of it. I don't know how you got that, but you can make two challahs out of it. So it's already started before Shabbos, and Friday morning you have four challahs. There's one Friday morning for breakfast, then you have three left. Kama challah shudas, you should only be having one left. So he says it must be that one challah is enough for challah shudas. But basically, the most place in the Mishnah, most place
what
to say.
What do you do for Malka in the Midbar?
Good question. Most places can say that B'Shal Shudas also Shemachber on Lecha Mishnah. But for sure, B'Shal Shudas, if you're stuck with only one, then over there you shouldn't break it apart to make two, like the Netziv says, because you have to be Seimechon to have only one challah then.
Yeah.